I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 10th. In the news today, the Quincy City Council's Finance Committee recently completed its review of the proposed $424 million city budget for the next fiscal year that begins in July. When reviewing the fire department's budget, Chief Joe Jackson said that special attention will be focused on training firefighters to combat blazes sparked by lithium-ion batteries, both in electrical vehicles and in personal electronic devices, including wheelchairs. Jackson also reported that the expansion of the West Quincy Fire Station is well underway, and the department will receive a new ladder truck early next year and a new engine later next year. Jackson said there are currently 191 uniformed Quincy firefighters in Quincy. The City Council approved the $32.2 million budget unanimously. Massachusetts House last week passing a $6.2 billion housing bond bill aimed at creating more affordable housing across the state. The legislation includes a provision that would allow so-called accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, in areas zoned for single-family housing. State Representative Tacky Chan of Quincy says the units would still have to comply with local ordinances. Proposal also includes $1 billion to expand the MWRA water distribution system to areas across the South Shore to help facilitate increased housing development. The bill now heads to the Senate for further debates. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater in Quincy have a robust schedule of events planned for this summer. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says representatives were before the Board of License Commissioners seeking approval last week. The Friends have a variety of musical performances planned for Friday nights beginning on June 28th through August 23rd, except for July 5th. They will also host a day-long music festival on Sunday, August 11th from 2 to 8 p.m., featuring live performances by 12 bands. Well, it's high school graduation week in Quincy this week. Tonight, graduation ceremonies for North Quincy High School will be held at Veterans Memorial Stadium, followed tomorrow night with Quincy High School graduation ceremonies. Both ceremonies will be held at 6 p.m., and both will be live here on QATV. Well, the Karen Reed murder trial was not in session on Friday after a week that featured 2.5 days of testimony from police and forensics experts. The high-profile Massachusetts case, in which Reed's accused of hitting her Boston police officer boyfriend John O'Keefe with her SUV and leaving him to die on a snowy night in Canton, has gone on for 6 weeks with testimony from dozens of witnesses. Currently on the stand as the 56th witness the prosecution has called is State Police Sergeant Yuri Bukanek, who supervised lead investigator Trooper Michael Proctor. Bukanek has testified about broken taillight pieces and other evidence he says were discovered in front of Brian Albert's former home on Fairview Road, where O'Keefe was found dead outside in a snowbank on January 29, 2022. Bukanek will be back on the stand in Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham today for continued cross-examination. Before the jury comes in this morning, the judge will hear the prosecution's motion to exclude the testimony of defense witness Dr. Marie Russell. She plans to testify that O'Keefe's injuries are consistent with a dog attack. The state says it was unfairly prejudiced and surprised when the defense referenced a dog attack in their opening statements. The motion says that prosecutors received late notice of the doctor's anticipated testimony and no specific documents outlining her opinion, which are required by state procedure. The defense has argued before that scratches on O'Keefe's arm could have been caused by Brian Albert's dog, Chloe. A prosecution expert witness previously testified that samples taken from O'Keefe's body did not yield any canine DNA. The state says they were justified of the witness on May 21st, 6 weeks into the trial, and that it's unfair for them to have to prepare for the witness now. Drivers are being targeted in a new scam. The FBI and Identity Theft Resource Center say reports of toll road scams are rapidly on the rise and may be moving from state to state. The FBI says it's received thousands of reports of the toll road scam since March. Starts with a message saying you owe money for unpaid tolls. The text contains convincing language and links that are created to impersonate the state's toll service name and system, making them appear legitimate. MassDOT says the targeted phone numbers in the toll road scam seem to be chosen at random and are not uniquely associated with an account or usage of toll roads. Easy Drive Mass will never request payment by text, and all links associated with Easy Drive Mass will include the EasyDriveMA.com website. To avoid the scam, ignore any messages that claim you owe unpaid tolls, any unsolicited texts, emails, or similar messages suggesting they're from the Easy Drive Mass system or another toll agency. Summer has arrived on Cape Cod, making this a busy time for both the Bourne and Sagamore bridges. The state's expecting approval of a $1 billion federal grant in the next few weeks to start replacing the iconic structures. The Sagamore Bridge is one of the gateways to the Cape, nearly 90 years, and hopefully on the verge of getting the money to be replaced. Senator Ed Markey and Congressman Bill Keating met with state transportation officials on Friday for an update on reconstruction of the aging bridges, especially the Sagamore. Half of the $2 billion needed for the project has been approved. The other half is expected from the federal government in the coming weeks. Twin arch bridges will be replacing the existing ones with three separate lanes for traffic going on and off the Cape. It'll be built off-site, shipped in on barges, and assembled over the canal. The new Sagamore Bridge is expected to be completed in 2034. Ideally, the Bourne Bridge would be finished a year and a half later. Replacing the Bourne will cost another $2 billion, financing that has yet to be secured. It'll be another 10 years before the Sagamore is replaced. While it has been called obsolete, state transportation officials say it's perfectly safe. A young Hull woman has set out on an ambitious goal to visit every police department in Massachusetts. 23-year-old Megan is on the autism spectrum and has suffered from epilepsy her entire life, but during the pandemic, she decided she wanted to show her appreciation to the men and women in law enforcement. She's already visited 77 departments over the past 4 years. On each visit, Megan offers officers St. Michael's charms, representing the patron saint of law enforcement safety. In return, hundreds of police departments have given Megan their patches as a gift of their own. Megan said that her brother, a police officer, partially inspired the idea. She's also created her own She Supports Police patches to give to the departments as well, inspired by her social media page. Her mother, Lisa, has driven her across the state to connect with local officers. While also showing her support for law enforcement, Lisa said that the visits have boosted her daughter's confidence. Megan plans to visit at least 3 or 4 departments per week over the summertime. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow was down 87 points on Friday. The NASDAQ fell 39 and the S&P dropped 5. Asian markets mixed today after a jobs report released on Friday came in hotter than expected. The dollar rose and oil is trading at $75 a barrel. Sports, of course, Celtics take game 2 of the NBA Finals, beating the Mavericks 105-98 yesterday. Game 3 will be in Dallas Wednesday night at 8:30. The Red Sox beat the White Sox 6-4. The Phillies come to Fenway tomorrow night, beginning at 7 o'clock. Forecast for the National Weather Service. Calling for partly sunny day today with a high of 76 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 57. Mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high 77. Wednesday, some afternoon showers at a high of 81, and then partly sunny, 84 on Thursday. Out on the water, waves about a foot, a southwest wind, 5 to 10 knots, high tide 3:17 p.m. Sunrise 5:07, sets at 8:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 10th.